Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. I'd like to talk about a very common, popular question that I'm asked, and I'm sure many have dealt with, and many have either been in the position, and that is the often and very common situation where one sees a price glitch online, and instead of a plane ticket being $500, and there's a zero missing, and it's $50. Instead of a plane ticket being $8,000, $800, it's $80 or $8. This is a very common occurrence, and it's not just in plane tickets, but it's all types of online purchases. There are very regularly mistakes that are made when the sale and the item is being put on. Beyond that, there are multiple websites today that actually refer people to mistakes. And certainly that's a situation whereby everybody has access to the mistake that's been made, and it's being announced, it's being sold, it's being told about, they're being e-blasted and the like. And in a situation where a proprietor has made such a mistake, an online site has made such a mistake, and it's obvious to one and to all that there's clearly a mistake that's been made, and even when it's being posted, it's being said, there's a mistake, and a major alert goes out, is one permitted to take advantage of a mistake that's made in a sale price? Beyond that, there's nobody today that doesn't take advantage of Amazon, and Amazon deliveries are coming right, left, and center. So instead of receiving an Amazon delivery that you ordered one of, two come. You order a book and two books come. You order an appliance and two appliances come. Is there any requirement to return the second appliance, or is one permitted to take advantage of that mistake? Or a person doesn't order something and a package comes to your door that has absolutely no relationship to the recipient at all. Maybe it's a next door neighbor's, maybe it's somebody else's. And a variety of different mistakes like that occur when it comes to Amazon as well. So what is the halacha and what is the requirement and what should one do, what can one do whenever it comes to these types of circumstances? This is what's referred to in halacha as Taos Akum, based upon the Sugi Maseches Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara there explains that Taos Akum is mutter, an Akum that makes a mistake in a sale and the like. It's mutter for the Yisrael to take advantage of that mistake, no different than Avedos Akum being mutter. When it comes to Avedos, stolen, a lost object that a Yisrael finds and it belongs to an Akum, it's mutter to keep the item. There's no Chiyuv Chazara. L'chol Avedos Achicha. Achicha is L'mayit Akum. And therefore, if I find something that belongs to an Akum, I don't have a requirement to return that lost object. And in this context, Taos, a mistake that an Akum makes, is identical. I don't have to return the lost object. I don't have to return the mistaken sales price or the mistaken sale that somebody makes. The Gemara Bava Kama of Kufir Gimel Amud Beis goes through multiple stories, Maisim of Amoraim, that took advantage of these circumstances and permitted themselves and felt that there was absolute license to take it based upon the Psak of the Gemara. Rabban Bar Bar Chana says, and other Amoraim, that would be mutter. The Rambam paskins this explicitly and writes, Taos Akum is mutter, and therefore, based upon the Gemara, based upon the Rambam, would seem that this would be mutter. Amazingly and interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin this, and the Shulchan Aruch leaves out Taos Akum, and leaves out the heter of the Gemara, leaves out the heter of the Rambam. Again, the Shulchan Aruch is not saying that it's Asr. You can't say that it's Asr because it's clear from the Gemara and from the Rambam and the Rishonim that it's Mutter, but the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin it. We'll talk about that just a bit later. But what the Shulchan Aruch does not talk about certainly speaks volumes. However, the Ramah quotes the following scenario and the following situation, not Taos Akum, but another case, and that's called Mata. Can one specifically trick or fool an Akum into making a mistake that one could take advantage of? And this, of course, is a much more extreme case than Taos Akum, where it was a mistake that the Akum made. But here I am helping, and I am giving a Akum the opportunity to make such a mistake. Here the Ramah has two days, and Choshe Mishpat Simen Shim Mem Ches Siv Beis, the Ramah writes as follows, Taos Goy, Kegon Lahatoso Becheshbon, O Lahafkia Halva'aso Mutter, So Ramah quotes, and this is the opinion of Rashi, Tosus the Rosh in Maseches Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that you can be mata an akum b'cheshbon, or not return a chov. It's called hafkas halva aso, to default on a chov, not to return a debt to a goy, is all mutter, as long as the goy doesn't know the leka chilul Hashem. That is the first day in the Ramah, again based upon Rashi. and Tosfos and Rosh in the Sugya and Maseches Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. However, the Ramah then quotes the second day of Yeshomim, the Asu Lahatoso Ella Im Ta Me'atzmo Shari. You can't fool. You can't blindside an Akum. And this is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that it's Asur, either because of reasons that we'll say momentarily. But clearly the Ramah does say that if the Goy, the Akum, was Ta Me'atzmo, it would be Mutter based upon everything we have said up until this point. Two things that we have to understand, the two things that we must discuss. Number one, what's the pshat in this machlokes Rishonim? What's the pshat in these 2 days in the Ramah? What are the Rishonim arguing about? Why would it be usher to be matan akum? And why would it be mutter to be matan akum? Furthermore, how do we paskin? The Ramah quotes 2 days, one as a stam, the second as a yesh omrim. The stam says that it's mutter, the yesh omrim says that it's usher. How are we to paskin in this case? If you take a look in the Tur already quotes this Machlokas Rishonim, and in the language of the Tur would seem to indicate very clearly what the basis of these 2 days in the Ramah are. If you take a look in the Tur, Choshe Mishpat Simen Shin Memches, the Mechaber, the Tur quotes in Sif Beis, Ta'uso kagon lahatoso b'cheshmon, to fool, to trick, to confuse an Akum in his financial ability to make a sale, ola hafkia halva asa, or to default on a loan that one is owed to an akum, mutter, ublvan shle yodelo deleku chilul Hashem. So this is clearly what the Ramah is saying in one day, and that is that it's mutter to do so, so long as shlo yodelo deleku chilul Hashem, as long as there is no chilul Hashem, it's going to be mutter. Ta'uso, kagon lahatoso b'cheshbon, o lafkia halva aso mutter, ulbivad sheodeelo delaka chil Hashem. Interestingly enough, the Ramah in Darkei Moshe on this tour argues, quoting the Mordechai says, absolutely not. Miu, but Mordechai, perika goes l'basra. De osur lahatoson, da filu gnevas das osur, v'chol shekein lahatoso. So the Darkei Moshe, according to Mordechai, argues on the psak of the Tur. The Tur is based upon the Rashi Rabbeinu Tam and the other Chachmei Ashkenaz. But the Mordechai argues, that's what the Darkei Moshe says, and the Mordechai explains that the reason that it's usur to be mate and akum is because it should be no different than Gnevas Das. And if Gnevas Das by an akum is usur, to deceive, to steal the heart of an akum, based upon the sugyan chulin daf tzari dalid, certainly kol shekein lahatos, and certainly to fool, to explicitly trick an akum, absolutely, positively would be asr. So here in the Torah and in the Darkei Moshe, we already get hints as to what the nekudas ha-machlokas, what the pshat in the machlokas between the Rishonim is. And let's explain some terminology here, and based upon that, we can understand the machlokas between the Tur and the Darkei Moshe, the 2 days and the Ramah, and what the Gedolei Rishonim and later the Gedolei Achronim are arguing about when it comes to Mata Akum. When it comes to Gneva, Gzela, and Gneva Stas, it's uncontested and it's clear that Gneva Sakum, Gzela Sakum, Gneva Stas is Asur. To steal, to rob, to be a thief, and even to steal the heart of an Akum, to fool, to deceitfully trick an Akum, to either to gain acknowledgement or financially, all of those things are Asr. That's a Gemara, and those are Rishonim. However, on the other side, the Gemara says, and this is how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, Hafkas Halva Asr is Mutter when it comes to a Goy. To default on a loan, and not to pay back a Goy, that's Mutter, because there is an indication that that's not really stealing. That's not really thievery. That's not really robbing. All that's happening when I'm being mafkia achov is I'm not just making good on a debt that I have. But the money that came to me doesn't come to me through stealing, through thievery, through robbing, through taking something b'derech asr. It came to me in a derech heter. The goy gave me money. I'm just not paying it back. That's not what's called a maisa gezel. That's not a maisa gneva. That's not gneva stas. I'm just going to be mafkia the chov. That's hafkas halva aso. And therefore, when it comes to an akum, that's mutter. So on the one extreme, you have gneva gezela and gneva stas, which is aso by an akum. On the other hand, hafkas halva aso is mutter. The question is, what's mate? When I mate an akum, when I fool an akum, when I trick an akum, Is that like gneva gzeilin gnevas das, and therefore tos akum and mata akum is going to be asur? Or do we say that mata is more similar to hafgas hava aso? That's what the Rishonim are debating. And a careful reading of the tour speaks to the fact that the tour understands lahatoso becheshbon ola hafkia vaso mutter. The tour seems to indicate and understand that the reason that mata akum, fooling in akum, becheshbon is mutter, is because hafkas havaso mutter. And the tour understands that those two aspects are equated. Just like hafkas halva ason, to default on a loan that you know an akum is mutter, so too mata akum is not a maisa gzela. The akum is making a mistake. I've helped him make a mistake, but I didn't take something b'derech iser. I didn't steal something. I didn't rob something. I didn't fool him. I didn't deceive him. I didn't take anything from him. He did it to himself. I helped get him there, but it's not a maisa gzela. And thus the tour paskins that mata akum and hafkas halva asa are mutter when it comes to an akum. The Darkei Moshe says no. When gnevas das is asur by an akum, kol shekein mata. Why should there be any distinction between gnevas das and mata akum? They're identical. Thievery, stealing, tricking, deceit. And in this context, mata akum should be identical. Those two things are exactly the same, and therefore we understand now what the Rishonim are really, really hinging upon their debate. Is mata akum more similar to gneva gzela and gneva stas and b'asr, which is one day in the Ramah? Or no, do we say mata akum is more similar to hafkas halva aso? And just like hafkas halva aso, the defaulting on alone is mutter, so too the same thing is true when it comes to mata akum. How do we paskin in this machlokas Rishonim, these two deyas in the Ramah, based upon the machlokas between the Tur and the Darkei Moshe? But the Meharshal, the Yamshel Shlomba of Kamad of Kufir Gimel, as well as the Machne Ephraim Hilchos Gzela Simendale, both address this question. The Meharshal is vehemently opposed and says that Mata Akum is absolutely positively Aser, as does the Machne Ephraim, both for different reasons, also trying to get into the guts to understand the Pshat and the Nekudas and Machlokas and the Rishonim. But if you take a look in the Poskim also seem to take a very, very similar position. The Shulchan Aruch Harav writes explicitly in Hilchos Gneva v'Gzela and Gzela v'Gneva in Sif Dalit. V'hamateu b'cheshbon, if you're mate in Akum b'cheshbon, it's as if you're stealing. So here you see very clearly that the Shulchan Aruch Rav also understands the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rishonim. Is how do you see Mata? Is Mata Akum more similar to Gneva, or is it more similar to Hafkas Halva Aso? And thus the Shulchan Aruch Rav explicitly says, HaMateo B'Cheshbon, if you fool an Akum in the Cheshbon, in his accounting, and making him make a mistake in his sale price, Hareze kigone v'chevetz, that's considered to be like stealing. Gneva, gzeila, gneva stas. V'lo kimafkia chove, that's not called be reneging and defaulting on a loan. V'afilu gneva stas she'en b'chisar mo, says the Graz. Even when it comes to gneva stas, deceit, theft of the heart, where there is no financial loss, asura b'mekach u'memkar, k'moshe k'safti b'hilchos ona, and therefore, says the Graz, just like Gnevas Das is Aser, so too Mateu should be Aser, exactly the way that the Mordechai Paskins, as quoted by the Ramah in Darkei Moshe. So here you see a very clear psak that the Shulchan Aruch Rav takes the position, like the day in the Ramah, that it's Aser, as we pointed out, based upon the Mordechai, that it is more similar to Gnevas Das, it's more similar to Gzela and to Gneva, and it's not like Hafkas Havaso. The Aruch HaShulchan as well, in Simen Shin Mem Ches, posits the same way, but says something even more contemporary. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, Bizman hazeh, contemporarily, today, things have changed. Bichol medinos elu osur min ha-toira, shum ha-tova rama. You can't fool, you can't trick, you can't explicitly get an akum to make a mistake. Vein shum chiluk bein Yisrael ein Yisrael. There's no difference in Yisrael or an akum in this context. Clearly, the Aruch HaShulchan understands that as we live in a democratic country and we're living in good times, how could it be that Yisrael is going to fool an Akum? It's illogical. It doesn't make any sense. If we're beneficiaries of the host country that we live in, How can it be that there's a heter to be mata akum, and thus the Archar Shulchan says, "Bizman ezeh b'chol medinos elu osur min haTorah shum hata veha rama vein shum chiluk ben Yisrael la'enu Yisrael." In the Sefer Lechem Rab, also a running commentary on Shulchan Aruch, Chosh Mishpat and Simon Shimon Ches, is he posits the same way as well. Thus, we have a Shulchan Aruch Rav, a Lechem Rav, as well as an Aruch HaShulchan, who all seem to paskin based upon these 2 days in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, in Chosh Mishpat, that would be also to be Mateh and Akum. However, that's all when it comes to specifically and explicitly fooling the Akum. But they all paskin and they all say, based upon the Gemara, that Taos Akum, if the Akum makes a mistake on his own and I don't fool him, then in achanamim ikra din it's muta. How do we handle that and what should we do and how do we address the questions that we began with? Let's turn from what we would call the halacha as codified by the Gedolei Poskim into what should be done. And a famous comment of the Be'er Hagola, commenting on this Raman, Chosh Mishpat Simen Shin Mem Ches, the Be'er Hagola is known for sourcing the psakim of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and rarely, if ever, does the Be'er Hagola go off script and start speaking contemporaneously about things that are not necessarily directly related to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. And here he takes the opportunity to say the following: Vani kosev zos ledoros. I'm writing something for posterity. Shiraisi rabim godlu veheshiru min tal shetu akum. I've seen many people become very wealthy from mistakes that the akum has made. However, lo hitzlichu. I've seen people take advantage of mistakes that an Akum has made. Not because they have gotten the Akum to make that mistake, but they've taken advantage of mistakes of an Akum, and they become very wealthy. However, they did not succeed. And they didn't have a strong, positive estate. It didn't develop. Their assets didn't grow. However, Rabbi Masher Kitchu Hashem v'hichziru ta'uusam ha'akum b'davar chashuv godlu v'heshiru v'hitzlichu v'nichru yisrim l'olaleim, says the Be'er Hagola, Ramosha Rafka, Shimon Shimem Ches, the opposite I have seen. People have been careful, who have been mekadei shem shemaim, who have sanctified the name of God by returning a mistake that an akum has made, especially when it comes to a davar chashuv, a significant financial loss that's been made, he'eshiru, Hitzlichu, hinichu yisrim l'olam. Their estates have grown, their assets have grown, they have become wealthy, they have succeeded. And thus the Be'er Hagola tells us, yes, even though maybe you can argue that Taos Akum is mutter. It's a Gemara. It seems clear in the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it, but there's no question that doing so is not a smart idea. Maybe based upon the Be'er Hagola and the comment of the Aruch HaShulchan, we can understand why the Shulchan Aruch does not say explicitly that Taos Akum is Mutter. Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Shulchan Aruch understands that that's not a way to go. It's not the smart decision to make, not as a klal, not as a tzibur, and not as a yachid. Either because of the fact that we're such beneficiaries from the country and the host countries that we live in, how can we make any distinction? And furthermore, is that going to make us a better person? Is that going to make us a better Jew? And indeed, as the Be'er Hagola writes, the Mikadesh Shem Shemaim, to be Machzir Atuyos, is such an important thing to do. But there's an even earlier source of Moshe Mikutzi in a Sefer Mitzvos HaGadol, the Smag, Essen Simayin Dalir, writes the following: Kvar derashti legolus Yerushalayim esfarad. I already darshened. I gave a speech, and I have described in great detail in Spain to those who were exiled from Yerushalayim, l'shar galios Edom, and to all those sitting in the golus, in the exile of the diaspora of Edom. Kiata sherecha golus. Now that our golus has been extended and lengthened, Yosu midai, for such a long time, yesh li Yisrael lehavdu mehev leholam v'lechos b'chos mashal kadosh baruch hu emes. We should stick close to the stamp of God, which is truth. V'shelo l'shaker, never to lie. Lo li Yisrael v'lo l'goy v'lo l'hatosam b'shum inyon. Never ever whatsoever to fool, to trick, to deceive in Akum, ever. However, we should be mekadesh ma'atzmam af b'mutu lehem. Sheiris Yisrael lo yasu av l'smag, quotes the Navi Tzefanya, Perek Gimel. And when the time comes, when it's time for Melech HaMashiach Eliyahu Navi to be Mevaser Tov and to be Goel Yisrael, Yomru HaGoyim B'din Asa all the nations of the world will say, God was just and right in redeeming this nation of the Jews. Ki hem anshei emes, they're honest people. Visoras emes befiem, and the Torah, which is truth, is on their lips. Aval misnagu magoyim beramos, yomu ra'u, ma'asa kadosh baruch hu shebarach lachalo, kol ganavim ramamim. How could it be that this is the nation that's been chosen? This is the nation that is the godly nation. This is the Am HaNivcha, this is the Am Skula. How can it be? They fooled, they tricked, they weren't honest, they were deceitful. And thus the Smag, in these very powerful words, like the Baragola, teaches us for posterity. Yes, there's halacha. And yes, it's true, tos akum is mutter. And yes, it's true, there's a machlokas rishonim, the 2 days in the Ramah. Maybe even mate akum is mutter. But nonetheless, lemaisa lemaisa, kiddush Hashem, to sanctify the name of God, and chalila, not to make a chilal Hashem, which you saw in the Ramah, the poskim, the Rishonim, the Achronim, Pazit plays a very significant role into how we behave. And thus, that is the proper way that a Jew should behave by Yamim Haheim Bizman as well. I'll conclude with 2 stories of 2 Gedol Yisrael, as testified and as written by their children, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, as recorded by his son, Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Avram, and Rabbi Shimon Schwab, as recorded by his son, Rabbi Meir Schwab, each recount a tale, a story, an anecdote about their father's Gedolei Yisrael, which I share with you and I quote verbatim so as to emphasize emphatically the proper behavior. This is what's called a Maisa Rav and a Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. There's no greater way to explain the Psak Halacha than reading these 2 stories. Rabbi Yaakov, in the well-known art school biography of Rabbi Yaakov, which his son Rabbi Nosson worked on very, very closely, along with Jonas and Rosenblum, on page 107 recounts the following, and I quote it directly. No doubt, the most famous incident involving Rabbi Yaakov in Tzivitan, that's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, was Rav, and one which he felt was a mitzvah to publicize. And for that reason, I recount it now, because Rabbi Yaakov said it's a mitzvah to publicize this story. Involved the local postmaster in Tzivitan. Shortly after Rabbi Yaakov assumed the position as Rav, a Jew came to Rabbi Yaakov and told him that the postmaster had mistakenly given him change for a 100-liter note instead of a 10-liter note he had given him. Wrong change. Rabbi Yaakov advised the man to return the money. Several weeks later, Rabbi Yaakov was in the post office, and this time the postmaster gave him more stamps than he, Rabbi Yaakov, had paid for. The smile on the postmaster's face as he handed Rabbi Yaakov his stamps alerted him that the postmaster was deliberately testing him to see whether the other Jew had just been an honest fool or had been acting according to the dictates of the new Rav. Rabbi Yaakov was delighted that he had been presented with such an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem and instantly returned the extra stamps. Years later, Rabbi Yaakov learned from survivors of Tzivitan that the postmaster had been one of the few locals who had been willing to hide Jews in his cellar, and he was convinced that such displays of honesty had been a major factor in that decision. Beautiful story, as recorded from the Talmidim and from the children of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Again, you see Kiddush Hashem playing such a critical role, Chilul Hashem playing such a critical role in Pasking Shilohs of Taos Akum and Mate Akum, and very similar to the Smag and to the Ber Hagola. There was a Geula for certain Jews during the most difficult times of our history, where because of the actions of Rabbi Yaakov, this particular postmaster was able to save several Jews. I'll share with you a story that Rabbi Meir Schwab quotes about his father, Rabbi Shimon Schwab. This is quoted in several places. I'm reading from the English Rav Schwab and Chumash by his son, Rabbi Meir Schwab. It's taken from A Son Remembers His Father. There are also other places where this story is quoted. But Rabbi Meir Schwab writes that his father, Rabbi Shimon Schwab, often quoted the Ber Hagola that we just referred to, and then recounts the following story in Parshas Va'era, page 219, in Rav Schwab on Chumash. On one of his visits, Rameir recounts that his father came to his home in Denver. My father gave me 2 suits to be dry cleaned. He gave me money to cover the cost. And when I brought the suits back, he noticed that the dry cleaners had returned too much change. Apparently, the owner had charged for only 1 suit and not 2. When I checked the bill, I saw that my father was right. After arguing in vain that perhaps this was a case of tos akum and we could keep the money, I promised, said Rameir Schwab, that I would return the money the next day when I would be going in that direction. No, my father insisted. We must do it immediately. It certainly can wait until tomorrow, I replied. No, responded Rabbi Schwab. forcefully. We must take care of it immediately. He got up from his chair. Let's go, he said, and put on his jacket. Okay? I said, I'll do it now. You don't have to come, though. But Rav Schwab insisted. So we went together to the cleaners and parked in front of the store just as it was closing. I went inside and told the owner that I had underpaid him when I picked up the suits a little bit earlier, and that my father insisted I come back right away to bring the money we still owed. The owner looked out the window and saw my father sitting in the car. My father smiled broadly and nodded a greeting. Is that your dad out there? He asked. When I said that it was, he told me, well, he could have waited until tomorrow. Well, not my father. He couldn't wait, I told him truthfully. And here again you see Rav Schwab, his behavior, that although, as his son pointed out, Tos Akum and Tos Akum is mutter. No. That's not the way a Jew behaves. Kiddush Hashem, sanctify the name of Hashem, that is the proper approach, and that's what one should do and is supposed to do. For more on the topic, Kedai, if a person is interested, but Yosef Fleischman, a Sefer Mishpatei Yosher, summarizes this issue of Tos Akum and Mata Akum very carefully in his Sefer Mishpatei Yosher, in the chapter Gnevas Das of an Akum. In a contemporary tshuva written by Rabbi Forsheimer of Lakewood, in his Tshuvas Orchos Yaakov, recently printed, Simon Kuf Samach, he reviews much of this material, and it also addresses the shilas that we have addressed. So therefore, to summarize and to answer the questions that we started with, yes, Me'ikra Din, if there's an on-the-line glitch, and there's a mistake, and it's an honest-to-goodness mistake, Tos Akum tells us, Me'ikra Din, it's mutter. A honest-to-goodness mistake that was made, I could take advantage of the online glitch. There's nothing wrong. If there's an opportunity to be Mekadeh Shem Shemayim and fix that error, one could make an argument that that would be the proper thing to do. And the same thing is true when it comes to the Amazon deliveries as well. If there's no way for Amazon or any Amazon delivery man or the owners of Amazon to know that I'm returning this product because I'm a Jew and I'm being Mekadeh Shem Shemayim, and again, an argument can be made that there is no requirement whatsoever to return that item. If you got one, if you got two, if you got three, or if something comes that you didn't order whatsoever, make it, then you don't have to. But if there is an opportunity to be Mekadeh Shem Shemayim, and there is an opportunity to teach the world that we are an Or LaGoyim, and we are doing what we are supposed to do, certainly, based upon what we've read from Rav Schwab, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Be'er Hagolah, the Smag, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Psak of the Aruch HaShulchan, the way the Lechem Rav seems to go, is that even though Ta'os Akum is Mutter, and even though there are days that Mate Akum is Mutter, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, nonetheless, the proper approach, lemaisa, is to paskin and to err on the side of caution. So each and every single case has to be addressed. Each and every scenario and situation has to be addressed. Every case, every situation is different, where it's obvious and clear that one is being set up, where it's obvious and clear that one is going to be mechalal shem shemayim, there is no heter. Where there is no chance that anybody will ever figure out that you have received something accidentally, if you're returning something, and nobody will ever know it's just going into the pot, again, a strong argument can be made that it would be mutter to keep that item. And therefore, Chacham Einu Barosha, every case, a person should think through carefully. A person should think through carefully if he can be Mekadeh Shemayim, if there will be a Chil Hashem. And more than that, a person should think, what am I doing? Am I becoming a better person, a greater person by taking something? Is it mutter in this context? Is it not mutter in this context? And thus, that is the general sugya of Taos Akum, Mata Akum, and where it falls within the confines of Geneva, Gezela, Geneva's Das on the one hand, Hafkas, Halva Aso on the other hand. And again, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we should be Zocha, to be Mekadeh Shem Shemayim, to be an Or LaGoyim, to be the Am HaNifchar, the Am Skula, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how we behave, the way to behave, to show the world how to behave. And b'schus that, be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we should be zocha to the ultimate geula, which comes through our honesty, through our scrupulousness in business, through our behavior, to be mekadeh shem shemayim, b'chol yom tamim, ma'aseh b'reishis, kol tov.